This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1987.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home and school and play, and everywhere we'll tell the world of life in Jesus. He is all our sun. There's all you need in Jesus, won't you come along?
And now, here's Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi there, everyone, and welcome to another happy half hour with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour. We have lots of good music lined up, a visit in company corner, and then a story. It's called Silly Goose. You want to hear a bit of the story to know what it's all about? Well, here goes.
You're being mean, Brian. I'm going to tell Mommy.
Oh, go ahead, you little tattletale. See if I care. You're just as bad as he is.
Leave her alone. She didn't do anything.
I wish I didn't have to live here. I'd be a whole lot happier by myself.
Well, you can leave any time.
Uh-oh, does this sound like your house sometimes? Sounds like the household in that story needs some help. And maybe yours does too, so stick around. Well, cousins, are you all ready to sing? Quite often you start off with some short choruses, but you have a couple of longer-than-usual songs ready for us. The first one has to do with the way we act. Sounds like it could go with the story. Would I be called a Christian?
Would I be called a Christian if everybody knew my secret thoughts and feelings and everything I do? Oh, could they see the likeness?
One more, okay, cousins? I understand you want to tell us about something you have found.
I found it. The pearl of great price. I found it. That pearl is Jesus the Christ. I willingly sold all to buy it.
Song goes right along with the scripture that Jonathan has ready from the book of Isaiah and his good song called One Road.
Isaiah 55:6-7. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. One road to happiness, one road to loneliness, the devil's hand or the promised land. It's a strange thing. It can make you happy or sad. There's two roads that you may take, the good one or the bad. You may take the wrong road. road. Lots of people do, but you'll not find real peace of mind till Jesus lives in you. One road to happiness, one road to loneliness. The devil's hand or the promised land, which one will you choose? The devil's hand or the promised land, which one? Choose.
Yes, the road we are on as Christians leads us right to heaven. That's where we're headed. The second cousins, Todd, Stacy, Carrie, and Lisa, tell us more about it in their bright Southern style song, I'll Fly Away.
Sunset morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's special shore.
Good Southern style song deserves another, and that's the kind of song our visitors in Company Corner have ready. So let's take time right now for Company Corner. And today we're in Company Corner with a brother and sister team. We always like it when brothers and sisters sing together. Josh, your last name is?
Sandlin.
Sandlin. Charity, you live in what country usually?
Ireland.
Ireland. Your folks are missionaries over there?
They were.
They were missionaries over there. Now, Ireland, when we think of Ireland, we think of war, I guess, because we hear a lot about that in the newspapers. Josh, is there a lot of fighting going on there, or do you see much of that?
Not much, no.
Where do you live in Ireland?
In Limavady, about 70 miles from Belfast, the capital.
I see. And where is most of the trouble going on, Charity, that's going on over there?
Well, it's mostly in the capitals and Belfast and places like that.
I see. Josh, what's different over in the in Ireland from here in the United States?
The weather is very different. It's windy and it rains a lot.
Mm-hmm. And Charity, what's different from the U.S.?
Everything goes much slower. The people have a different accent. I think they're a lot more friendlier and open to you than Americans would be.
That's interesting. Have you seen any leprechauns over there?
No.
No leprechauns. That's just a myth, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, we're waiting to hear your good song, Thank God I Am Free.
For a long time I traveled down a long, lonely road. And I heard about Jesus. What a wonderful hour. I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out through His saving power. Thank God I am free, free, free from this world of sin. I've been washed in the blood of Jesus. I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved. Wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out and show me the way. Like a bird out of prison that's taken his flight. Like the blind man that God gave back his sight. Like a poor wretched beggar that's found fortune and fame. I'm so
glad that I found out he would bring me up through his holy name. Thank God I am free, free, free from this world of sin. I've been washed in the blood of Jesus. I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by his wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out and show me the way. I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out and show me the way.
Mary has a good song today all about her love for Jesus, but first some good verses from the book of Psalms.
Psalm 121, 5 through 8. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
I love Jesus, he loves me. Best of friends you see. By my side he stays all day, helps me with my work and play. When the sun has gone to sleep, he stays by to watch and keep. I love Jesus, he loves me. We're the best of friends you see.
Do you or your family use Keys for Kids? If not, I have only one question for you. Why not? Keys for Kids is our daily devotional designed to be read to or by kids of school age. And you want to know something? We get lots of mail from teens who use Keys for Kids as well. Let me share a few letters we've gotten recently from those who are using Keys for Kids. I am now reading the Bible every day with my Keys for Kids. From Mexico, it's been encouraging to me to read the scriptures along with the story. And this was from our Spanish radio broadcast. How about this one from Florida? I used to be slack in my devotions until I started Keys for Kids. Now I look forward to every night when I read my devotions. Your ministry has given me a new way to look at Bible time. This one from New York. We are so blessed by the Word of God and the practical stories that help us apply the Word of God in our daily living. And one more from South Carolina. About an hour ago, I was able to pray with a neighbor girl to accept the Lord as her Savior. I was able to use the ABCs of salvation in the back of one of our Keys for Kids booklets to help her trust Christ as Savior. So you see why I say, if you're not using Keys for Kids, why not? And I invite you to join the thousands of others who are using Keys for Kids. So write and ask for Keys for Kids, and we'll send it out to you. Get your letter in the mail this week for sure. Here's where to write. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Our story today is called Silly Goose and has to do with a family who has some troubles with fighting. We have two good things to go with the story. The first is by our 4-year-old Sherilyn, and it's called Honor Your Parents.
I never have seen me a happier lass. There was always doing the things that she has. She joyfully does what her mom and dad say, and she sings the tune as she goes on her way. I never have seen me a happier lass. The one who's obeying his mother and dad. He doesn't talk back when he's told what to do, but he jumps to his work with a click of a shoe. Honor your parents in every way. That is pleasing and true. You'll have many a happy day, and after
now Dawn from our cousins tells us there should be some love at home.
There is beauty all around when there's love at home. There is joy in every sound when there's love at home. Peace and plenty here abide, smiling sweet on every side. Time doth softly, sweetly glide when there's love at home. Love at home, love at home. Time doth softly, sweetly glide when there's love at home.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Brenda Decker, is entitled Silly Goose. Anyone driving past the Dickerson home would have admired its neatly kept appearance. Oh, it was the picture of order and peacefulness. A white picket fence lined the brick sidewalk, and ivy climbed a trellis at the east end of the house. A porch swing invitingly tempted anyone to sit down and enjoy the quietness of the warm morning with the Dickerson children, Dawn, Brian, Larry, and little Helen. But inside that house...
Mom, where's my blue hair ribbon?
I'm sure I wouldn't know, Dawn. If you'd put your things away, you wouldn't be losing them so often.
I put it right on my dresser. Brian, have you seen my blue hair ribbon?
Oh, sure. I wore it with my baseball uniform yesterday. It was a perfect match.
You're not funny. Helen, did you take it?
I think I might know where it is.
Did you take it?
Maybe.
You little thief. Where'd you put it?
That'll be enough of that, young lady. You just settle down. Helen, where is Dawn's ribbon?
I tied it in Susie's hair.
Oh, great. Where's your dumb doll?
Helen, go get your sister's ribbon. You had no right to take it, and you're not to do it again. But, Dawn, you got far too upset over a little ribbon.
Yes, I'm afraid that inside the Dickerson home, peace and quiet was rare. With four children and a dog and a gerbil, things could get pretty hectic. Now, I don't want you to think that the Dickerson children were incorrigible. That means completely undisciplined and out of control. Oh, no. As a matter of fact, their parents usually managed to help resolve any conflicts or disasters that occurred. Nevertheless, there were many scenes like this.
Mommy, Mommy! Jerry Gerbil is missing. Somebody left his cage open.
Don't worry, honey. We'll find him.
Yeah, if the dog doesn't eat him first.
Mommy, will Tippy eat him?
I don't think so. I want everybody looking for that gerbil right now.
Why should I have to look for him? I didn't let him out.
Me neither.
I said now.
Oh, brother, I've got better things to do than look for some dirty old rat.
He's not a rat, he's a gerbil.
Whatever he is, same family. They're both rodents, and I can't stand rodents.
You like bunnies.
Who asked you?
Leave him alone. He's right, you know. You do like rabbits, and rabbits are rodents.
Buzz off, Mr. Know-it-all.
All of you stop arguing and find that gerbil. And then I want to talk to you about this arguing.
Well, they eventually found Jerry Gerbil hiding in the kitchen behind the wastebasket, nibbling on some stray popcorn. And Mother did have her talk with the children. However, Brian's helicopter was the cause of another argument about a day later.
All right, that does it. Who was messing around with my helicopter model? Helen, did you touch it?
No, not me.
Don't look at me. I didn't go near your room.
You did it, didn't you, Larry? How many times have I told you to keep your paws off my stuff?
I didn't do anything.
Sure you didn't, you liar. You're always messing up my stuff. I spent hours getting that model just right. Now it's a wreck.
Honest, Brian, I didn't touch it.
Don't give me that innocent act. You don't care whose stuff you ruin.
You're being mean, Brian. I'm going to tell Mommy.
Oh, go ahead, you little tattletale. See if I care. You're just as bad as he is.
Leave her alone. She didn't do anything.
I wish I didn't have to live here. I'd be a whole lot happier by myself.
Well, you can leave any time.
What's all this yelling about?
Brian wants to go away.
I just want a little privacy, and I want to be left alone. I don't want anybody snooping around my stuff and wrecking my things.
What happened now?
Larry was messing with my model, and now it's laying on my desk in a million pieces.
But I didn't!
You're exaggerating, Brian. The rotor blades are broken off, and that's all.
You mean you knew he did it? Did you spank him?
No, Brian, I didn't spank him. Larry didn't do it.
Then it must have been Helen. Did you spank her?
No, Brian, I didn't spank her. You see, son, I was the one who broke your model. I was trying to dust around your things, and I accidentally knocked it off your desk.
Oh.
Is that all you have to say? You've done an awful lot of yelling and made several false accusations.
I'm sorry.
That feeble apology doesn't just wash away the hurts and wounds you've inflicted, Brian. I haven't had a chance to tell you that I did it, and I'm sorry. But I'm afraid you've all been acting cruel to one another lately. You pick on each other and say hateful things. It's just tearing our family apart. We need to build each other up and encourage one another instead. I have heard nothing but criticism and cutting remarks. You know, we're a family that professes to love the Lord, and yet we can't even seem to get along with each other.
The Dickerson family certainly had a problem. The question was, what were they going to do about it? Well, when Dad arrived home from work that evening, he heard all about it from Mother. Honey, I know exactly what you mean. I've also noticed that the kids have been picking at each other and quarreling more than necessary. I've got an idea, though.
Let's hear it. I'll try just about anything.
Let's take the kids over to the state park tomorrow. We'll take along a picnic lunch and have a little nature lesson while we're at it.
Nature lesson? Mm-hmm. What in the world are you up to?
Just trust me. I want to show the kids something that might help them see what they're doing. Come on, gang. Let's take a walk down by the lake.
Daddy, can I ride on your shoulders?
Sure, honey. Here you go. There you are.
Hurry up, everybody.
We're coming. Look, I've never seen so many geese before. They're beautiful.
They certainly are. This is one of their yearly resting spots. They'll feed here for a while before resuming their journey.
What kind of birds are those white ones, Daddy?
Those are seagulls, you silly goose.
May I remind you, Brian, that your sister's only 5 years old. Her question was a good one.
Now watch those gulls, kids. Now watch them. What do you notice about them?
They keep chasing each other. Why do they do that?
It looks to me like they're fighting over something.
They are. See, look at that one. He's trying to steal the food right out of the other one's mouth.
Wow! Look at him swoop.
Did you know that a seagull can catch food in midair if it's thrown to him or if another gull drops it?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, they sure do make a lot of noise and fuss, though.
Yes, they sound kind of like our family lately.
It does sound kind of like us.
I don't like them to fight like that. They're being selfish.
Yes, Helen, gulls are very selfish birds. They'll fight over the tiniest scrap of food and steal any fish they can. But look at those Canadian geese. Do you see them flitting around, fighting with each other?
No. They're just gliding along as quietly as can be.
They look so stately and grand.
The geese all stay in a flock, too. Why do they stick together like that?
Geese are very loyal to one another. A male and a female will mate for life.
What?
He means a mother and father goose stay together.
Oh.
They raise a family and they protect and care for them. In a flock, all the geese take care of each other. If for some reason a goose is unable to fly, the rest of the flock may go on, but its mate won't abandon it. And have you ever noticed how they fly?
Sure. They fly in a V formation.
That's right. And while they fly, they continuously honk encouragement to each other. They even take turns leading without fighting about it. Now, look at those gulls again. Do they look like they know how to work and stick together?
I don't think so. It looks like total confusion to me.
You know, kids, lately our family resembles the character of those gulls. You've been picking at each other and fighting for your own rights. You've given little consideration to anyone but yourselves. You're like the selfish gulls.
And you sound like gulls, too. Believe me, our household has been total confusion.
I think I know why we came on this picnic.
Me, too. You want us to learn some lessons from these birds.
Yes, lessons about loyalty and getting along together. I'm reminded of some verses in Romans 12. Verse 10 says, "Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another." And verse 18 says, "If it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men."
What does that mean, Daddy?
It means that God wants you, each of you, to be the one who stops the fighting. Can we all agree that we'll do less bickering and more encouraging?
I'll try. I don't want to sound like those screeching gulls.
I guess we never realized how terrible we were acting. I don't think we ever really meant to hurt each other.
You're right, Dawn. I'm beginning to see just how neat it is to be part of a family. I promise I'll try to be more considerate, and I'll start by not calling anyone any more dumb names.
But it's okay to call me Silly Goose, Brian.
It is? Why?
Because those geese are nice.
I'm afraid that we're the ones that have been silly. We've got a lot to learn from those geese. Time's up for today's visit. Don't forget, if you're not using Keys for Kids, you ought to be. And all you need to do to get started is ask for Keys for Kids and write to CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. That's Keys for Kids. That's what you ask for. And you can send that request to CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Help with printing and postage appreciated, but not necessary. You can also email your request to keysforkids@cbhministries.org. That's keysforkids@cbhministries.org. Children's Bible Hour is a listener-supported ministry. Bye now.